It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. The New York African Film Festival opens today, kicking off a two-month program of films and events across the city. Mahen Bonetti, founder and executive director, has been making selections for the festival since she started it 17 years ago, and she joins us now. Mahen, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, the movies you pick are always diverse. They're from a range of countries and genres. Are there big themes linking them together this year?
Yes. This year we're celebrating several milestones, and the festival is presented under the banner Independent Africa. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of 17 African nations, the World Soccer Cup coming to South Africa, and, of course, the independent spirit of an emerging generation of filmmakers.
Now, there are some very unusual films, like the sci-fi short that was actually shot on the set of that blockbuster film, District 9. Now, that film was kind of paralleled apartheid, except it used an alien invasion. Tell us about the short film that was shot on the set.
Well, it's the end of World War III, and the soil is toxic. There's a fight for water, which is actually probably the reality of this century.
Sure.
So you have different curators who are working on developing another way of life. And one of these curators receives a sample, and she's curious because she feels a moisture. You know, she feels there is life in this soil. And so she wants to have an exit pass to go out and test, at least, you know, do further research. And her request is nixed.
Let's hear a clip, though. We have a clip from the film Pumzi.
The soil I received has no radioactivity and an abnormally high water content. I'm testing its growth potential.
And a sample with no delivery note.
I would like to apply to the council for an exit visa. This could mean there's life on the outside.
That's impossible. You should have cleared it with security. Get rid of it.
Now, is a sci-fi a genre that you typically see coming out of African films?
Not at all. So it's really fresh. But this is what the rise and easy accessibility of technology has done. It has really empowered a new generation of filmmakers to unleash a wide variety of projects. This year, we have genres spanning from musical to sci-fi to thriller to dance, sports films, experimental films, animation. There's something for everyone.
Let's talk about the documentaries in your program. There's Burning in the Sun. It's about efforts to create renewable energy and environmental sustainability. Why did you include that one in the festival?
You have 90% of the continent that has never had electricity, and they've done this huge leapfrog. They're going to go directly into solar energy. It's wonderful. Here you have a young man in Mali. He's a young entrepreneur who feels that he has to do, it's his moment. You know, this is also what is amazing about this generation. They feel that the continent is an untapped market. The possibilities and the potential is so great. And he wants to solarize his country. He says that alleviates, he says since he solarized a certain area of Mali, the test scores of kids have gone up because they have that possibility to study at night.
And we have a clip from that film as well.
We are in the capital of the country, and like in a lot of places, there is not electricity. There is what we call in French, délestage. It just means like, for part of the day, you just don't have electricity, because there is not enough for everybody, for every house.
Was it important when you were choosing films that they kind of highlight the success stories of on the continent of Africa?
For me, it's also important to show, I mean, what is nice about the body of work we're presenting this year, it's showing the everyday man and woman, you know, contributing to their communities, because these are the faceless, these are the people we don't hear about. You know, we have another film where there's a mother who has nothing, a grandmother. She's in Congo, and but the little she has, she's taken all these orphans in from the war, and she has this community of orphans, you know? There's not this impression that Africa always has her hands out or she's so helpless. No, those people are the backbone of that continent.
We're going to wrap up with some music from the Senegalese film that's been getting a lot of buzz. That's St. Louis Blues. Why does it make it onto your must-see list, this film?
Yes, because it brings together, let's say, the culture of the diaspora. You have the blues, which everyone thinks originated from Mali, and you have songs sung in Wolof, which is the national language of Senegal. So you mix these two genres. You have Wolof and the blues. So it's a short film that tells you a complete story about a bunch of passengers trying to get to their destination, telling their story in song.
Let's go out with some music from St. Louis Blues. Mahen Bonetti is the executive director of the New York African Film Festival. The program starts today at the Walter Reed Theater. You can see clips from some of Mahen's top picks for the festival on our website, culture.wnyc.org. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.